Trail conditions are in great shape across the Northwoods right now. For WXPR's All Things Outdoors, I'm Katie Thorson, here with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Tim Otto. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me back.
Last time we talked about snowmobile trails and safe snowmobiling, but, you know, silent sports also make up a big part of winter activity here in the Northwoods.
Absolutely. Our winter activities, things like cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and even fat biking, you know, snowmobiling is definitely part of our culture and our heritage in this area, but certainly so are those activities. You know, of course, you don't have to do a whole lot of research to realize that, you know, Oneida and Vilas counties have produced some Olympians in those activities.
That's right. And those are coming up soon, the Olympics there. And for people that don't maybe do any of these kind of silent sport activities right now, why would you encourage them to give it a try?
Yeah. So, you know, winter can be kind of long. The only thing longer than winter are our nights. So it's a good excuse to get outside and breathe a little bit of fresh air, get some exercise rather than doom scrolling or binge watching, a couple episodes or seasons of TV shows. And get outside, get some exercise. It's a variety. You know, for example, if you're an avid bicyclist, you know, bicycling right now, other than fat biking, which we'll talk about, is fairly limited, but it's a cross-country skiing and snowshoeing is a good way to kind of break it up, a good different type of exercise. So it's good to kind of break up your training with that.
Where are some places that people can go around here to do these things?
You know, in this part of the state, especially Rhinelander, Vilas, Oneida counties, areas, that we have a lot of opportunity here, especially more so than a lot of other places in the state. You know, a lot of different, governmental landowners, things like the state, county, U.S. Forest Service, and even, you know, locally, some school districts have trails that they own and maintain. So to find those, go out on the website, various websites. You can probably do some quick searches. There's going to be a lot of online information about it, but then go directly to the trail system website to find out what their rules are. You know, for example, in the Northern Highland State Forest, there are 4 groomed ski trails between Oneida and Vilas counties. So some really good opportunities in this area.
What are kind of the fees or passes associated with these sports?
Yeah, so it will vary depending on where you go. Each landowner, so again, the state, county, or federal, or even some of the municipalities, they're going to have their own fee schedules and their own rules. So again, that's why I say it's really important to go to their specific website, and you may have to pay separate fees. You know, for example, I believe Oneida County, it's about $20 for an annual pass. But of course, that's for all of their trails. That's year round. It's really kind of a bargain, quite frankly, when you think about it. What else can you do? You know, what other admission fee are you going to pay $20 for a whole year?
And so that's groomed, you know, for cross country skiing. But there's also plenty of snowshoeing options in the area.
Yeah, snowshoeing is really the options and opportunities are only limited by your imagination. So what I mean by that is, in the state forest and even the county forest, snowshoeing is allowed anywhere that other than on some of the snowmobile trails or on groomed ski trails. So again, it kind of depends on with the snowmobile trails. They shouldn't be allowed on there. I wouldn't recommend snowshoeing on them. But otherwise, if it's those properties, you can go. So you can come up with your own routes, your own trails, explore different areas. I really like snowshoeing off trail. It kind of allows me to get into some areas sometimes that would be more difficult even in summer because of the, you know, brush and such. The snow is on top of the brush and the snowshoes allow you to stay on top of that.
And you mentioned this earlier too, fat tire biking has really picked up in recent years.
Yes, it certainly has. You know, 20 years ago, it was almost unheard of, and maybe it was even unheard of. But now, for me, as I'm outside, I've been seeing fat bike tracks, you know, show up all over the place, whether it be on the designated trails. For example, in Oneida County, there are some groomed trails in the Enterprise block, but also I've seen them out just on lake trails, or not even trails, but again, just out on the lakes where somebody has decided to pedal their bike around it. So they're really increasing in popularity. For me personally, I don't own one yet, but if I were to want to investigate owning one, I know that there are several shops in the area that rent them.
Another one that kind of combines the cross-country skiing here, but maybe with your furry friend, is ski-joring is also fairly popular up here.
Yes, ski-joring is a great way to exercise your dogs and yourself. You know, you can go a little faster if the dogs pitch in and do some work. My dogs aren't big on helping me, so I don't do it with the dogs, but I do ski with the dogs. But again, make sure that if you're going somewhere that the dogs are allowed on those trails.
With about 30 seconds left here, you know, what should people know before they head out?
Yeah, I think a couple of things: dress appropriately, have the right equipment, things like lights, because again, we have some pretty short days, so it's nice to, if with a good light, you can still continue to do it at night or during the hours of darkness. And also, I strongly suggest people get involved with their local trail advocacy groups, because these trails are often maintained, groomed, etc., by volunteers. And if you like trails, help in, pitch out, maybe cut a little bit of brush one afternoon.
Conservation Warden Tim Otto, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.